This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The Consumer Electronics Show, known as CES, kicks off in Las Vegas this weekend. And this may sound sort of old school, but television is going to be one of the big themes. But these televisions are light years away from your mother's Magnavox. LG is unveiling a TV that can sync with your phone. Samsung is rumored to have a motion control TV, and Google's YouTube will likely announce a partnership with TV makers that could eventually turn Android phones into a kind of remote control. All these companies are in a race to make the TV of the future. Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
Have you noticed that consumer electronics is all about being smart these days? Our phones can go online, they're touch sensitive, they can connect to the cloud. Our tablets are pretty smart too. But one screen that hasn't gotten very smart, the TV.
Watching television is a very passive experience, but it's going to get very interactive.
Scott Steinberg is a futurist at TechSavvy, and he says before Apple, the phone was a passive experience too.
You haven't seen anybody do for the television set quite what Apple's iPhone and iPad did for home computing.
And yet, the TV is still the hearth of the home. So right now, tech and electronic companies see TV as the next frontier, and they're all vying for some real estate. I asked Steinberg to give me a tour of the future once the dust settles.
So picture, if you will, in the future, walking into your digital living room.
Honey, I'm home. Oh, cool, nobody's home. Dinner in front of the TV.
And then you'll simply say, TV on.
TV on.
It was codenamed Project Moondust.
Motion recognition is going to be a huge piece of the puzzle. Imagine waving a hand Minority Report style.
Thank you. Welcome back. My guest today...
to flip through hundreds of channels. Kobe. You may decide that you want to watch the latest Lakers game.
Yeah, go Kobe!
If you do decide you want to debate the game with friends or family, you can actually video conference with them simply by stating, call my brother.
Call John.
Hey, sis, what's up?
Hey, can you believe Kobe made that shot?
Yeah, of course he can. He schools everyone.
Thanks to the magic of two-way cameras.
What are you wearing that big down jacket for?
Oh, our heater's broken. Oh, hey, that's Anna trying to get me on Google Chat.
Okay, bye.
If you decide there's nothing on, then you can stream everything live from video to music. You're going to have access to thousands of apps. The future of television is going to be streaming, it's going to be wireless, it's going to be about computing, and it's very much going to be about two-way communications.
Well, that was sort of crazy. Oh, but wait. I'm in my actual living room where there's a Vizio TV. It's not wireless. It used to be connected to my PC, but we had a power outage and my PC blew. I tried to hook it up to my Mac, but it turns out I need a different cable. Sarah Rotman-Epps is an analyst at Forrester, and she says my experience is actually pretty common.
The reality is that most consumers, when they connect their devices to their TVs, they're still doing it through a pretty dumb cable.
She says that smart TV efforts have so far been flops because the TVs are
too complex, too hard to navigate, and didn't make everything easy to search, easy to play.
Rotman-Epps says while it's just a matter of time before we get to that digital living room of the future, the TVs at CES this year are still more dumb than smart. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.